T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. That music means one thing: the Hall of Famer who just voted on the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 8 hours of his life that he'll never get back, but it's an honor and a privilege to vote for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he's in it. Ed Bouchette back with us on The Fan. Hello, Ed.
It was only 7.5 hours, Pony.
I rounded up.
But it was all Zoom. It was at home, and I didn't have to speak on any Steelers, so it was kind of different for me. It's the first time since 08 a Steeler hasn't been on the Final 15.
Less stressful, huh?
Very much so, yes.
Which one of your fellow voters do you think was most likely conducting this Zoom voting process in their underwear?
John Clayton?
Well, yeah, that's a good possibility. I never thought of that. I had shorts on, and I had my hoodie on, but it was the Zoom. I couldn't even figure it out. There's 49 of us, so you couldn't see everybody anyway.
Wow. Ed, it sounds like the worst-kept secret in town, Cam Sutton reinforced this today, is that Keith Butler is going to retire and Terrell Austin is going to be promoted to Steelers defensive coordinator. Is that your understanding of things?
Well, it's what I've been predicting or considering. Yeah, and it's Terrell Austin.
Oh.
Going to be the coordinator, get his name right. Terrell.
That's like Terrell Owens versus Terrell Owens. You know, sometimes some people get it wrong.
Where did you get Terrell from? T-E-R-Y-L.
Oh, is that how he spells it?
Yeah.
You don't even know how he spells it?
I mean, he's kind of been out of sight, out of mind for me. He's a replay review analyst that Tomlin doesn't even listen to.
Well, you don't know that. Terrell Austin is pretty well regarded around the league. He's been a defensive coordinator and was up for a couple head coaching jobs. Pretty good football man.
You say that, Ed, and I've heard that from pretty much everybody who's talked about him who has a more of an around-the-league sort of view.
Like a Sharon PA man.
Yes, I know. Oh, I know. But when you actually look at his time as a defensive coordinator, there is one inarguably great year with the Lions, and then it's a pretty clear slide for the next four seasons that he held that job in Detroit and then 1 year in Cincinnati.
Well, if you're going to coach in Detroit and in Cincinnati, that's going to happen. You could bring back Vince Lombardi and Chuck Knoll and anybody else who were great coordinators before they became head coaches, and I don't think they could have helped. The fact he had one great year tells you what you need to know.
Well, the only time like this debate that you guys are kind of having would even really matter is if Tomlin was going to hand over the play-calling duties to Austin, but we know that won't happen, right, Ed?
I don't know.
Oh.
You know, maybe there'll be some changes. Who knows? Maybe.
Is that a little nerdy telling you that, Ed? Is that a little tweet?
My own opinion.
Okay.
But Mike wouldn't do that unless he was forced to do it by Art Rooney. He would not voluntarily be turning over play-calling duties on game day to anybody.
I don't know that that's the case. I don't know. And I don't know that he called all the plays.
Oh.
I mean, I took it as just point in fact. I took it as point in fact that he called the defense on game day and Butler helped him prep it.
Well, let me just say this. When Keith Butler was out with COVID or on the COVID protocol, mm-hmm. and missed that, which game was it? Baltimore, right? The
yep.
Baltimore game? Mike Tomlin had a sheet with him for the first time. So why would he have a sheet if he's calling the plays in that game and not have a sheet if he's calling the plays in all the other games?
Maybe optics? I don't know.
Something. Yeah, maybe. Who knows, right?
Ed Witherspoon talked today. He seems to be one of the Steelers' many free agents that there's genuine debate about whether or not it makes sense for the Steelers to bring him back. Ed, you covered baseball for some time. It's easy for a guy to hit 300 in 100 at-bats. It's much harder for a guy to do it over the course of a 162-game season. And I think that way about Witherspoon. I'm not going to go nuts over a late-season run by him. What are Ed Bouchette's thoughts on bringing him back?
Well, you'd want to bring him back. The bottom, the, you know, the thing is, what's the price, right? I mean, you know, you could bring him back to compete for a starting job, but it's not like they're full of dynamic cornerbacks here. I mean, Cam Sutton, I think, can get the job done. What are they going to do with Joe Hayden? He's a free agent.
Would you rather have Hayden or Witherspoon?
I'd rather have Hayden on a one-year deal.
I agree.
You know, he's been great, but you get to a certain age, especially at that position. Even Rod Woodson had to move from cornerback to safety. You know, but I think Joe can do that too. But you know, they have a pretty good free safety here in Minka, and Joe's not a strong safety.
Well,
type.
Pro Football Focus disagrees, but.
Oh, boy, you had
I hear
to
you
do
Ed.
It. You had to do
Why
it.
Why would you put any stock in Pro Football Focus? I don't understand the fascination with that. I just don't. I don't. You know, we were on this Pro Football Hall of Fame discussion, and a name came up often, Mike mm-hmm. Giddings. Mike Giddings' ratings have been around forever. 79, I think, he started doing it. And he has a wonderful group of analysts who are football people. They've coached. They're football people. And that was brought up many times when these people were citing Mike Giddings' ratings on Hall of Fame candidates. And someone said, well, how does that compare to other ratings like Pro Football Focus? And they go, Giddings has football people. Pro Football Focus does not.
Bruce Gradkowski's a football person, and he's their quarterback czar.
Oh.
Okay, there's one. Give me some others.
I mean, I think Chris Collinsworth. Collinsworth is like their chief benefactor. He's a football
guy.
That doesn't mean
he's sitting there grading tape.
I doubt he is
grading tape.
He's too big for that. He's with Michaels. He's wearing quarter zips.
I'm surprised that Bruce does it.
Well, if you knew what they paid him, Ed, you might understand it. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
When you say football guys, do you mean guys that played in the league, like, and then transitioned into being scouts or analysts? Like, what do you mean when you
all
say he's got football
scouts,
guys,
coaches, and everything? Listen, Pro Football Focus hires people who are everyday people. I'm not saying they don't know football, but they're mm-hmm. just everyday people. They have other jobs. Some of them have never coached, never played. Hey, that doesn't mean anything. You know, I could point out a lot of sports writers who fall in that category, too, and they're telling you everything about football. But I'm just telling you, that's the difference. I don't put any stock in Pro Football Focus. I'm sorry. I've seen it too many times. They put that Myles Garrett ahead of T.J. Watt. Are you kidding me?
Hmm. Well, I'll say this. All the sports talk show hosts are qualified to talk about football. Let's not put them under the broiler.
I didn't say not talk about football. You don't grade by positions, do you?
Ed.
You don't sit there and grade by positions.
Oh, well, I have my own enterprising Filipponi system that
PPI,
I use.
The Pony yes. Power Index.
Yes. Proprietary.
Ed, speaking of a guy that is divisive, I think just among football fans, they watch the same play and get very different conclusions. What do you think? Do you think the Steelers are, A, interested in bringing back Juju Smith-Schuster? And what do you think is the percentage chance he is back with this team next year?
I think there's a chance because I don't think he's again, I mean, I don't think he's going to find anything in free agency. He didn't last year. Why would he find it this year? He didn't add to his accomplishments, right? So I think there would be a chance he'd come back. And here's another thing. Who are their receivers next year? That going into this year, we all thought that was the deepest and best position on a team, and turned it into what? Not very much. And now you're going to have Ray Ray's a free agent, James Washington's a free agent, Juju's a free agent. Who knows what Chase is, you know.
How about Johnson?
I know he's under contract, but who? Deontay, well, he's going into the last year of his contract, so he'll at least be here this year.
Ed, not a total 180 by you, but I know you weren't the biggest fan on, you know, last year at this time you said let Juju leave. Now, I mean,
I thought Juju was going to get $15 million a year.
Right. I get what you're saying. I think that their crop of wide receivers are overrated too. But, I mean, does he really want...
He's a decent slot guy who can bail you out.
Well, right. But does he want to take a one-year deal if the quarterbacks he's working with are Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins next year? He's not going to put up big numbers with them.
Well, like I said, who's offering him? That's what I need to know. You think there's a big market out there for him?
No, but there might be if it's 1 year, $7 or $8 million. The Chiefs were prepared to pay him that last year.
That was last year.
Yeah. Well, you think his value's gone way down?
He's a year older. He had a shoulder injury. He didn't do much, right, obviously. I don't know that anybody's going to give him big money. I don't know. When I say I don't know, I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody is out there just salivating at the fact that Juju's going to be a free agent, but I don't think so.
No, you're right.
Ed, how much do you think the Steelers, with all this cap space they're going to have available to them, are going to look to exterior, outside, external free agents, I should say, to replenish this roster relative to what they typically do in that regard?
Yeah, Chris, I think you'll see more of that this year. Big-time free agents, that's never been their thing, but they could get some good free agents with the kind of money they have, let's just say, to help out their offensive line, maybe bring in another receiver, maybe sign a veteran back to help Najee.
Would Tomlin want that, though?
Secondary people.
Would Tomlin want a back brought in if he's a run-him-till-the-wheels-fall-off guy?
Listen, not a big time guy. Remember, they signed D'Angelo Williams once.
Yeah, that was
and
smart.
And he was a pretty darn good back.
It was a great move for them.
Yeah, that was a good
backup.
Move. Yeah.
And of course, they brought the other guy in, and he walked out on him, too.
LeGarrette Blount, and then he won two Super Bowls after that. Do you think that their free agent offensive linemen, two starters on the right side, Chooks, Trey Turner, is it thanks but no thanks? Smell you later with those two guys, Ed?
Is Trey Turner under contract for one more year?
No, he's a free agent.
He's unrestricted.
I don't know why I thought he was under AAC. Yeah, goodbye, Trey. You can do better than that. He almost got Ben killed the other night. Just didn't even try to block. I don't know what he was doing. Chooks, I think they kind of like Chooks. Again, what's his money going to be? They're not going to pay him a bundle. I would rather see Zach Banner just plug him right in. He's under contract this year. Unless they part ways with him, they certainly didn't need him this year. They didn't use him.
Yeah. I just feel with Chooks is just accepting mediocrity. Like, nobody actually has anything good to say about him. It's like, he's okay. You know, that's just where we're at with him. That he's okay at best, Ed.
You need a tackle. You need tackles, though, and they're not cheap on the tackle tree. You got to pay for them.
Ed, how concerned do you think, like, you're talking to Steelers fans here, how concerned should people be just about the career trajectory in general through 1 year for Kendrick Green? I know guys can make a huge jump from year one to year two at any position. They get stronger. They get an NFL shape. But given what they put on his plate, they gave him Pouncey's number, it just feels like we're off to a very ominous, inauspicious start there.
They did with him almost what the Washington football team did with Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
just
right.
Threw him right in there. Haskins had 1 year at Ohio State as a starter. Green had, what, a couple starts at center. He was a guard. The Steelers gave him the job right away. That was ludicrous. J.C. Hasenauer should have been there, and Green should have been a backup swing guy guard center. I don't know why they did that, but they did it. He needs to get stronger. He needs to hit that professional weight room hard. He needs to study his technique, get better on that, and he might be a guard. You know, he might be better off just putting him at guard, find a center, or put Hasenauer there. He can't keep doing what he was doing this year. You can't play like that. He couldn't run inside, then couldn't throw over the middle because people were in his face all the time. You just can't do that.
Ed, what did you make of those backup quarterbacks, both of them yesterday pretty much saying, hey, we didn't get the full Matt Canada experience because Ben couldn't run the Matt Canada offense. So they had to do a hybrid. They had to do a combination. Like, we can't really judge Matt Canada, not because of the line, but because either Ben wasn't good enough or, as Rudolph put it, he was a veteran guy that had so much say that he was going to put things into the offense that he wanted.
Well, I think a lot of people were saying that throughout the season. I'm in that corner that you can't judge Canada fully based on what he had to operate with last year. And I'm blaming more on the line than I do Ben, because even the running back had no room to run. How come nobody's blaming Najee for not being able to run inside, you know? So I do believe that the coordinator, while I probably would have switched, you know, I can see why he's going to bring him back and let him do it again because, you know, he's in his second year as the coordinator. He's maybe he'll get some better players to work with.
And how about this whole thing where it sounds like for Tomlin the prerequisite is that the next quarterback's mobile? That doesn't really bode well for Mason Rudolph, does it?
Well, did he really come out strongly and say that? I mean,
I thought he said Tuesday. He was asked about mobility, and it's almost like he got aroused by it again. He's like, oh,
well, I think
it's all about mobility now.
No, it's not all about mobility. I think every coach would love to have Patrick Mahomes, you know. And he's not a statue. He can move around in the pocket. I think that means more to me than a running quarterback. But maybe Haskins, now he's not a real runner either, but maybe Haskins will win that job. Who knows?
Oh, God.
What are you saying, oh, God, for? How do you know? How do you know? What have you seen from Haskins that makes you say, oh, God, when he was in Washington maybe? But what, the preseason? I mean, come on.
I don't know. I saw him in the preseason and desperately wanted him in that final preseason game to show even more of what he had already shown, and then it looked like he had completely reverted back to the worst version of himself.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he has a year now in. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but I'd like to see it. And, you know, they're telling him he has a chance, apparently. I don't think he pulled that out of thin air yesterday.
He said Colbert told him that.
Okay.
He name dropped.
Kevin's coming from somewhere, right? I'm sure
Kevin's also not going to be the GM much longer, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's okay. I mean, he is the GM now. You know, I'm sure he's had these conversations with Mike throughout the year. You know, I think they should have given him a little more chance to find out what he was, or what he is, or what he can be.
Ed, any interest in covering the Pittsburgh Maulers now that Kirby Wilson's going to be their coach?
Well, I already did that, so I wouldn't want to do it again.
Full circle. Life is a flat circle. Finish up where you started.
Time is a flat circle, Pony.
They can put it on their jerseys like the way some of these football players do. Maulers Jr.
Ooh. All right, Ed. How's the limoncello coming along?
It's gone. We need to make another batch.
Are you aware that your influence was such that the lovely Mrs. Filippone made herself and Andrew
a
batch of limoncello?
Yet. It's not finished. We're taking on some bites.
Well, it should be done by now, Andrew. How long did you have it in there?
I thought you said 2 weeks.
A week, he said, was a sweet spot.
A week. You can leave it in 2 weeks. You get a stronger lemon flavor, but
Well, I like that.
I mean, Ed, but just think about the influence you had. She literally posted a picture of grain alcohol and lemons.
She listens to Ed more than she listens to me.
Well, that's a pretty low bar.
On a tweet. Hey, then you can make the creamy limoncello. That's your next step.
Well, let's not go overboard yet. One step at a time here, Ed.
We
got to walk before we can run.
Yeah, one step. But you could drink that now. Just add the other ingredients, the sugar and water, and you're good to go.
You know, Ed, Jim Colony's heading into semi-retirement. You think we can make a limoncello man out of him yet?
He's a beer man. Jim's a beer man.
And it shows.
I don't know yet. Yeah.
All right, Ed.
Stop it.
Great talk. All right, fellas. We'll see ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.